Greg Nettles was a six-time All-Star and two-time World Series champion. He was one of the best defensive third basemen in the history of Major League Baseball. He was a vacuum at third. His younger brother, Jim, also played in the bigs at Minnesota, Detroit, KC, and Oakland. Hello, everybody. How you doing? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you help to sustain and support with your generous tax-deductible sponsorship gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime at WWIB.com to plug that gift in quickly, safely, and securely. Jim Nettles is 74 years of age, doing well, living out in the Pacific Northwest with his wife, and he is back with me on Sports and Commentary. So you and Greg grew up in Southern Cali, both made it to the bigs. Tell me about, Jim, what life was like growing up there for you guys and how the two of you became so passionate about baseball.
I know, we just liked doing it. It was just fun. We'd go out there and we'd play. We could play it all night and go to the playground. And we'd go to the playground about five, 6 blocks from our house. And our mom would show up about noon, bring us a lunch, and then tell the program director, make sure they get home before dark. Mm-hmm. That was about it. And we'd play all day. And all kinds of kids in our neighborhood, we just played all day. And fortunately, living in San Diego, we could play year-round.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting story, too, of how the Nettles family wound up in San Diego. Wasn't it your dad who grew up in Oklahoma and the family moved to Southern California to escape the Dust Bowl? Was that it?
Basically, my dad and his identical twin brother left Oklahoma in the Dust Bowl times, and they hitchhiked out to California where they had a second cousin or something living out there, and they were just in high school. They were like 16 years old, and they hitchhiked across the country and ended up in San Diego, and they stayed there forever. They were playing football in college and San Diego State and baseball, and so it was naturally, you know, they were kind of athletic, and it was kind of passed on to us. My cousin, I had a cousin who played professional golf, professional football at the same time once, and he was playing for the Kansas City Chiefs. He was trying to go on the golf tour at the same time back in the late 60s.
That's amazing. All right, so talk to me about your relationship with your all-star brother, Greg. He became a star with the Yankees in the 70s and 80s. Did you guys, you know, root for each other when you were playing at the same time, or did you kind of feel like you were always in the very large shadow that he cast?
Yeah, I always, you know, always watched his games. He was 3 years ahead of me in school, so I went to all his games, and, you know, and he was like, you know, I want to be like my brother. I want to, you know, he was awfully good, and he had such a good swing. It was just the opposite of mine that I knew I'd probably would never match that. I didn't realize how bad my swing was until I quit, and I realized I started teaching. But no, there was no competition. It was like, you know, I'd check the box score every day, see if hopefully Greg got a home run or got a couple hits, and I don't know if he did the same for me or not, but you know, you always see, you know, you admire your older brother, seems like.
Sure, yeah. He is, Jim, perhaps the best player not to make the Hall of Fame. How does he feel about the snub from the Hall?
I don't know. He's a person who'll never tell you what his feelings are. I'm sure he would, you know, he would love to have been in there, and there's a lot of people that thought he would, but he didn't. He didn't really play up to the press too much. He was real good for quotes. They loved to get him because he'd come up with some funny quote. And but then I think he might have disrespected him a few too many times. And that, I think that's kind of important when you get to the Hall of Fame. I don't think it bothers him too much.
Yeah, he was a guy who said it like it was. Longest time you spent with any team was 2 years. That was with Minnesota. Your careers, you and Greg, were quite different. You couldn't make too many plans, long-term plans, when you were playing, right?
No, you couldn't. So that's you know, like I said, it got too easy. The first time I got to start as a you know, everyday player, I had 5 home runs the first week. And again, well, this is easy. But then the pitchers they found out I had some big zones that I couldn't hit, and they found it. And so yeah, you couldn't plan much. It was tough. We got a house here in Tacoma, Washington, and I would leave and say, well, I think I'm going to be here this year. And then when school was out, the kids would, and my wife would come and join me. But you couldn't buy a house somewhere where you're playing ball because you just didn't know where you're going
to
be.
Yeah, and you went on to manage in the minor leagues a few years. You feel like the challenges that you faced as a player really helped you to manage other players?
Well, I thought it made you be, you could relate to the players. You could, you know, tell them what to expect a little bit. You're playing these days. I obviously help you as a manager. I mean, as you guys out there, they're playing. They didn't necessarily become big leaguers, but they're actually pretty good managers at the major league level. There's a lot of them around right now, but I thought it helped me a little bit, quite a bit.
Yeah. You spent a season in the Mexican League, and I think it was bicentennial year, 1976, July the 4th, bicentennial day, that you, I heard about the trip you spent on a hot bus, no AC, road trip. It was like 105 degrees. It was an all-day trip, wasn't it, down in Mexico?
We started a bus trip in Mexico at 5 p.m., and we got into Puebla, Mexico, the next day, which is below Mexico City, 7 p.m., so it was 26 hours. Might have been longer, might have been a couple time changes in there. No air conditioning, no bathroom on the bus.
Oh, my God. So what was going through your mind down there as you went through that?
Well, I was resigned to the fact that I wasn't going to be into baseball anymore. After coming back from Japan, I couldn't catch on. I, you know, wrote letters, didn't have an agent. And it was about, must have been 3 or 4 weeks into the season. One day I was just working in the yard going, I'm just kind of bored here. I sure miss it. And I got a phone call from this Mexican league. Would you come like to play for us in Juarez? And thought about it for about 10 minutes and said, let's do it. You know, I'm not giving up on this yet. I know I can still play. And I went down there, and even though I didn't do that well in Mexico, we made the playoffs, and I got a lucky break. Got to go to, I can't remember where I went the next year. So I think the Pittsburgh Pirates. I got a AAA thing with them, and then I started hitting again. So, I just didn't give up. Just, you got to stick to it. And it was a fun thing in Mexico. It wasn't very glamorous, but it sure helped.
Yeah. Jim Nettles, he and his famous brother Greg Nettles played in the bigs back in the 70s and 80s. And Jim, I'm going to ask you to come back because the best is yet to come, in my opinion. That's to hear about your faith in Jesus and your anchor spiritually, the Lord, and talk about that part of your life. It is your life. I know that. So let's get you back here on the next Sports and Commentary. All right. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.